So then, who would you like to be your companion for the next 2 weeks? Oh? You want to spend your time on the island with me? No. I'm not upset about that at all. In fact, I'm quite flattered you've chosen me. That said, I'll have to make a call first to let HQ know I'll be off duty for a couple weeks. Oh, don't you worry. They'll let me off. Besides, I haven't taken my last two vacations, so I'm a bit overdue for some time off. After that, though, we can discuss how to make your time here the most enjoyable experience for you. Hey, this is Abaddon. I... Yes, the one and only demon of the island. Listen, Beautiful here would like me to be their escort for the next couple weeks, so I'd like to... Yes, you're finally rid of me. Enjoy it while it lasts, because these 2 weeks are going to go by faster than you think. Cool. Talk to you in a couple weeks, then. you heard that, huh? Yeah. Some people call me the Demon of the Island. I guess because I'm one of the rare few born with demon horns. I'm also fairly strong. Yeah. That's just because they keep telling me to take a break and go on a vacation, but there's always something to do around here. Anyhow, let me change into something more appropriate for a vacation. Let's see. What are we thinking? How about this? That's much better. Way more comfortable than that stiff security uniform. Who needs a shirt in a tropical resort? Besides, don't you try to hide that smile. Well, I'm glad you approve. Oh, the tattoos? They were a present from a friend of mine. The island's mistress, some call her. They're not that kind of tattoo. They don't have a meaning, exactly. They enhance my magic, somehow. I don't know. The shamans the mistress hired did it. Some ancient art they know, apparently. Don't ask me how it works. All I know is that it does, and after the tattoos were done, both they and my irises turned purple. Looks good though, right? And hey, maybe I can show you a bit of my magic later on. For now though, let's figure out where we should go. Well, Isle Ignis caters for a wide variety of tastes and desires, per its design. I'm sure we can find something that suits your tastes, no matter what they are. What do I do for fun in a lake station here? Hard to say. As mentioned earlier, I don't really take vacation time. And even when I do, I like to be around people, typically. Be it at the beach, one of the cafes, or clubs. Oh, all sorts of clubs. Some are on the wilder side, like the Serpent's Tongue. Others are a bit more chill, like the Heaven's Heartbeat, which has a lot of open space and separate rooms. That way, even when there's a lot of people, it doesn't feel so crowded. That said, the owners stipulate a sort of dress code. I already fit it as I am, not wearing much but a choker, bracelet, pants, and shoes. Yeah, they prefer clothes and outfits that show loss of skin. Skirts, lace, fishnets, that sort of thing. It'll be alright. Really. This club is actually quite known for being a place for the shy to come out of their shell. The mix of the dress code and the layout of the club acts as a sort of exposure therapy. Don't worry, I'll keep you safe. To make you feel more comfortable though, why don't we establish a safe word or something? Or perhaps we could use the traffic light system. Are you familiar with it? Red is stop, or I want to leave. Red is slow it down, or I'm uncomfortable. And green is continue, everything is good. Cool. Alright, I'll step outside while you decide on an outfit. Come get me when you're ready. Cool. Care for another? Cause I could go for one more of these teas. Told you the drinks were good. You even look quite relaxed. And I don't even think you ordered a relaxer. Did you? Oh, the bartenders use magic for some of the drinks for different effects. Some enhance sex drive, others enhance energy. Some are called relaxers for, well, obvious reasons. Since magic can't affect us directly unless we consciously allow it, the drinker must allow the magic in a drink to affect them. And even then, the drinker dictates how much the effect works. Well, as I mentioned, we allow magic to be used much more liberally here than most countries do. Anyhow, your drink was just a normal one. No alcohol, nothing. I guess that means you're feeling better about being on the island. Good. I'm glad. Well, as stated earlier, Isle Ignis was designed to cater to all types of people. Experienced and inexperienced, shy and outgoing, kinky and vanilla. Well, I've been here since the beginning. I even helped establish security on the island since I already had a security and combat background. I then joined the security guards once everything was in place. That was about 8 years ago now. I prefer being in action rather than pushing pencils and monitoring systems all day. What's not to like? This place is pretty peaceful, I get to help people, handcuff bad people, and I get a pretty awesome hotel room to boot. No. Security guards don't usually get handcuffs, but we're partly police officers here, so... Why? Is being restrained an interesting idea to you? Oh, my hotel room? You won't be able to see it from here. It's at the center of the island. Underwater, in fact. I'd offer to take you there, but not sure if you'd think that'd be too forward right now. Unless you feeling better means I can be a bit more forward. Remember the traffic light system we talked about? What color are you right now? Glad to hear it. I suppose then that finally gives me the freedom to compliment the outfit you've chosen. Looks really nice on you. A good use of fishnets, and a skirt is always a lovely choice. Especially on you, it seems. In fact, I know I'm not the only one who thinks so. I saw quite a few people gawking at you as we made our way here. Good thing I'm not the jealous type. On the contrary, actually. I like to flaunt those who belong to me. I mean, I'm not against the idea of you belonging to me. Assuming you aren't. I'll keep that in mind then. Perhaps I have a small exhibition kink? Just a tiny one. Oh, like you've never thought about having some fun in the public eye. Well, for some, being thrown into the thick of things is the best way to do something new. Others, though, You need to be eased in. I take it you'd rather be eased in. No worries. We can work on that over the next couple weeks if... Oh? You wish to try right now? A problem. Of course not, darling. How about something easy? Something like sitting on my lap, perhaps? Would you be comfortable with that? There you are. How's that? Sweetheart, I'm, what, a foot or so taller than you? Capable of literally lifting cars without the use of magic? You're not too heavy. Told you I was strong. What? You think all this muscle is just for show? Speaking of which, I've noticed you looking at them. You can touch, if you'd like. Don't be shy. Really. Go ahead. Like what you feel. Hey. Mind if I touch you as well? Don't worry. I won't get adventurous just yet. So soft. Yeah. You like how I softly caress your thighs? Yeah. Not going too fast for you. Kiss more. grinding against me. Such a naughty girl. Guessing you're quite turned on as well. Mind if I have a feel? Granted me by the horse. Oh, so cute. Would you like to continue, or just chill out for the rest of the night? Yeah. Oh, trust me, I can continue. Of course. I'd love to show you my hotel room. And hey, maybe I can show you a bit of my magic as well. I think you'll find it quite fun, actually. Especially if my suspicion was right, and you have some sort of interest in being restrained. Oh yeah. Come on. Let's go. Here we are. What do you think? I know, right? I honestly love it. I've always had an affinity for underwater settings. In fact, I would say it's quite fitting for me. No. My magic isn't talking to fish. Although that would be pretty cool. No. So, you mentioned the tattoos earlier. I told you there's no particular meaning behind them. Well, that is true. But the shape, the tentacles wrapping up my arm, Oh, yeah. I think you can take a guess what it is. You'd like to see. Sure. Could I get another kiss first, though? Stand back. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. And the tattoos are glowing. Like I said, they make casting this sort of magic easier. Oh, each tentacle is as strong as I am. A bit stronger, actually. Meaning, phew. Lend out your hand. See, they can carry you with ease. Having fun up there. I'm glad. Oh, I kind of just said that in the heat of the moment. I mean, if you'd like me to restrain you with these, I'll be more than happy to. But I know that, well, this is kind of a lot for first day, and not everyone is into the idea of tentacles. Though, from the look on your face, you don't seem to have any objections, do you? Hey, what color are you? Red, yellow, green? Yeah. So then, you wouldn't mind if I fully wrapped you in one of these tentacles, and hi. Hey, you mind returning the favor? I went down on you earlier, didn't I? Would you care to do the same? You know, get me nice and ready for when I take you. Oh yeah, I can hold you up, flat on your back, basically get you in the same position as if you were on a bed, your head laying off the side. There you are. Look at you, staring at the bulge. You want me to take it out? Yeah. You want Daddy to take out his cock. How could I say no to that pretty face? Right to it. Ah. No one. Put on some music. Here we go. Just in case. Welcome to Isle.